This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the Friday attack that killed more than 30 people in Kabul. It happened at an event marking the death of a minority Shiite political leader. It was the first major attack in Afghanistan's capital since the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban a week ago. Reuters correspondent Sarah Charlton has a report.
More than 50 people were injured in the largest attack on civilians in a year. Top Afghan political leader Abdullah Abdullah was at the event but escaped unharmed. The Taliban said they were not involved in the attack. But it's another deadly reminder of Afghanistan's fragile state. Several people were killed in a similar attack on the same commemoration last year, which Islamic State said it carried out. The United States has tried to spearhead efforts towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan. Violence decreased before a deal was implemented last Saturday to withdraw troops, though the Taliban has since resumed attacks on Afghan forces.
That was Sarah Charlton of Reuters. 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship anchored off San Francisco have tested positive for the coronavirus. Most are crew members. And for now, the vessel is without a port of entry. Speaking at the White House on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence said the ship would be directed toward a yet-to-be-named non-commercial port, where all 3,500 on board would be tested for the virus.
All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
The World Health Organization says every country should make containing the coronavirus its top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and killed more than 3,400 people, with over 100,000 confirmed cases. Here in the U.S., the latest COVID-19 fatalities have been reported in the state of Florida. Two people who had recently traveled abroad have died. From Washington, this is VOA News. With a ceasefire between Russia and Turkey in Syria's Idlib province in its infancy, questions are being asked about its durability and what makes this agreement different from so many that have failed over the past 9 years. Reuters correspondent Soria Ali has a report.
Idlib has been the center of a tug of war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's nine-year war, but all have collapsed. For this deal, Russia and Turkey have agreed to set up a security corridor along Idlib's main highway and to conduct joint patrols. But many say this isn't enough. It didn't establish a safe zone or say how nearly a million people displaced in the last 3 months could return to their homes.
A report out of the U.S. House of Representatives will apparently fault both Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration in the deadly crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. We get a report from Freddie Joyner of Reuters.
The 13-page report that comes just days before the anniversary of the second fatal MAX crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight found that the FAA's, quote, certification review of Boeing 737 MAX was grossly insufficient and that the FAA failed in its duty to identify key safety problems. The report also states that Boeing's design was, quote, marred by technical design failures and lacked, quote, transparency with both regulators and customers. The report recommends that these findings should prompt legislative changes to address how U.S. regulators approve new aircrafts for services going forward.
Most Americans will adjust their clocks and watches this weekend with the arrival of daylight saving time. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's spring forward or fall back. And Sunday morning at 2 a.m. is the return of daylight saving time for most of the country. Sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning, and some will feel a little sleepy, having to get up an hour earlier. The time change is not observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. Standard time will return November 1st. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump has parted ways with his acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and replaced him with conservative lawmaker and close ally, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows, a strong Trump defender. Gene Randall, VOA News.